two more performers before Ken Seltzer does his mini set. And the first performer is a poet, but it turns out she also plays the keyboard, although I don't think she's doing that tonight, but at some point I'm sure you'll get to hear her. Please give her a big welcome, Michelle Boulay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ellen. And thank you, Laura. That was like profoundly beautiful and powerful. Incredible song. I had originally thought of doing something humorous tonight, but then hearing today on the news about continuing this lovely war, I felt maybe a little dark and a little angry. So this is a little dark and a little angry. This is entitled Underwear Days. Standing on the pinnacle of youth, it all seems so easy. She pulls the underwear over her head, yanking her silky hair through the frilly leg holes. The snappy pink waistband furrows snugly into her five-year-old brow. Her inspired headgear travels her to the infamous 14th century forest, a sunny wildwood teeming with errant robbers, riding through the dappled light with the green man, grinning and courageous. Their perpetual mission? Persuade the omnisciently rich to grudgingly give, to unwillingly share with the infinite poor. Taking careful aim with well-honed arrows, the green hero shoots a neat small hole through the perfect white snapping sail of their tyranny. Mom's call for lunch summons her from the heroic quest. She sits at the chipped enamel table and eats her soft white sandwich, watching an old balding man smile and wave from a black and white screen, popping and fizzling with the quirks of poor broadcast reception. He promises peace and prosperity to those wealthy enough to afford it. Eat your crusts, her mother implores. There are thin, sad children in the world who are hungry, huddling on their damp concrete beds at night. Well, then, let's mail the crusts and bread to them, the daughter suggests, a naive but pragmatic attempt at world charity. Each night, she dreams of the club-footed man of dark places, small and gloomy, relentlessly weaving his black cloak of starless cold, sequined with the small, stiff fur of dying mice. Years later, she's a grown-up and no longer wears fantastic hats. So many others in her here and now costume themselves daily. Reluctant soldiers dress in jungle colors, run for their lives over arid wasteland, smoking with fire and dust and the debris of death. Old men trail long lacy skirts and crown their heads with red beanies to praise the merits of the chronic poor while hoarding the wealth of the world, private and holy, under the lock and key of their avaricious god. They offer diamond buttons to the goat-footed nightman, small and dark, which he sews onto his pernicious black cloak, shining with the glittering feathers of extinct birds, plucked dead in their journey through time. Smiling mannequins don their natty suits of gray and black, wrap their necks with striped cravats. They'll tell all who listen to eat, not just crusts, but eat whole loaves of bread, to devour their hearts, to consume their souls, while the subtle drumbeat of the small dark ones throbs through the murky night, measuring the theft of crusts and blankets from the scrawny children who watch the shadows of ignorance dance through their hungry nights. The thin children count the light refractions in the shattered crystals of their prayers and dream of a green man riding a sturdy horse through a sun-dappled forest, carrying loaves of bread. They hear the sound of galloping hooves and smell the crusty aroma of still warm bread, while the stub-footed nightman of infinite sleep quietly pulls the underwear off their heads and wraps their silvered bones in the folds of his diamond-studded black sequined cloak, dazzling darkly in the pale light of the tired moon, well hidden by the glare from thousands of life-size multicolored screens, brilliant with the white light of perfect broadcast reception. Thank you.
And Michelle, did you bring any of your books with you? Okay. And Suzanne Owens also has some things over there on the table. There are CDs, all kinds of things over there you can check out. One more hand for Michelle Boulay.